And you're listening to South Carolina Public Radio. It's 4 minutes past the hour. I'm Vince Colplugo with these headlines. Tropical Storm Michael is producing flash flooding across portions of North Carolina and South Central Virginia. Tropical Storm Force wind gusts can still be felt over portions of Central and Eastern North Carolina and portions of Virginia. As of 5 p.m., the storm was about 20 miles east of Raleigh, North Carolina. In South Carolina, some 42,000 customers are still without power, mostly along the Interstate 20 corridor. At its height, Michael knocked out power to more than 120,000 customers across the state. DOT is responding to the impacts of Tropical Storm Michael. Crews have been working to clear 917 fallen trees from roadways, address drainage issues, and assist in road closure operations. As of 4 p.m. today, 28 roads and bridges are closed due to Michael. What's more, DOT says at 6:30 p.m. tonight, all movable bridges in Beaufort and Charleston counties will reopen for marine traffic. While South Carolina is still reeling from Hurricane Florence, Tropical Storm Michael has brought more damage to the state. But as Tut Underwood tells us, FEMA remains ready to help.
533 FEMA workers are helping South Carolina victims of Hurricane Florence, and now damage has been increased by Tropical Storm Michael. FEMA's Cherie Brown says besides helping repair homes and businesses, the agency wants people to stay safe around their homes.
Staying out of the water. If you see a pool of water, turn around and don't try to drive through it because there may be some down power lines.
Governor McMaster has yet to request additional FEMA help for Michael victims, but Brown said if he does, the agency will respond. Reporting for South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.
You're listening to South Carolina Public Radio on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.